we can't be inconvenienced for supper or for a business meeting or whatever it is. Jesus is inconvenienced from the demands of life of a Messiah to show his love for one more individual. That's all we're called to do, guys, is to show the love of Christ. Lastly, in James 2, 1 through 9, we're taught how to deal with those people who we would believe are beneath our dignity. I'm gone to meddling. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothes comes to your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in, if you pay attention to the one who wears fine clothing and say, sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, stand over there or sit at my feet, have you not then made a distinction among yourselves and become judge with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress, the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the loyal law, according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Saints of God, I'm not going to spend any more time on this point other than to say, I am guilty. I have played the better game myself with other people, forgetting that God desires everybody to be saved, even those who are dirty and poor. God wants us to reach out to those who we might think of as inconvenience. God wants us to reach out to the mothers who balance their lives to support their kids. God wants us to reach out to the drug addicts who are crying out for help. God wants us to reach out to the young people who are struggling for self-identity. God wants us to reach out to the young couples whose lives has never had an honest role model. God wants us to reach out to the man who doesn't respect himself. God wants us to reach out to the alcoholic who needs help. In God's eyes, they fall into the same category that I fall into, and that is a sinner whose wages are death. Whether I think of them as inconvenience or not, God wants to show them what he shows me, his love. Some of the greatest opportunities we'll ever have to change the world for Christ are hidden in the inopportunities of the moments that we will face week by week. The questions I have to ask yourself and me, are we willing to be inconvenienced when Christ gives us the opportunity? The other question I need to ask you today: do you have an inconvenience in your life that no one is addressing? See, it's easy for you and me to sit among ourselves, all prim and proper, and go home and cry in our own pillows because God's not meeting our needs. saints of God, you are the only God that some other person will ever meet. Some of you have told me that God has put a person on your heart, and you have been reluctant to share Jesus. Whether it's you're afraid of being rejected or being embarrassed. But I'm learning this thing, and I'm saying I'm learning it because I fail of it at times. But I have found that when God puts John or Sue or Abram or whatever their name on your heart, it's for a reason. There is an honest need. And your opening question to them is, you've been on my mind a lot recently. BB, is everything okay? Is there something that I need to be praying about? I'm here to listen. It's not, let me thump you with the Bible. You're going to hell if you haven't received Christ. It's just a very simple question. Is there something I need to pray about? And let them, and 9 times out of 10, that watershed moment will open the door. I invite you to give Jesus the time to allow your friend to speak to you. It's not a hard case witness. It's an open the door that the Holy Spirit might move in. Please stand to your feet. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Is there any here today that has a need that's not being met that you need prayer on? If there is, just raise your hand where you're standing. No one looking around. I see that hand. Any others? Any others? I don't want to embarrass anyone. If there's only one, that's enough. Any others? Okay. All right. For that one, if you're not intimidated, I'm going to invite you to come forward. Otherwise, I'll pray for you where you stand. It's up to you. If you want to come forward, come forward. Otherwise, I'll pray with you where you stand.